Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Former Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Joe Lieberman has passed away. He was 82 years old. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here. Our fourth and final hour on the show. A lot of people giving accolades to Joe Biden on both sides of the political aisle. As you can imagine, he was a staunch supporter of Israel, and he bucked the Democrat Party many, many times. So sure there'll be lots of praise for Joe Lieberman going forward. And we'll share with you whatever comes out this hour. Well, we have a bunch of other things to talk about as well. And let's see here now. Where do I want to begin? First of all, the big story of the hour is the question of whether or not the ship in Baltimore was having electrical problems days before. That is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020. With two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. So a Baltimore port worker claims that the Dolly, that's the cargo ship, had a severe electrical problem just days before it crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Container Royalty co-administrator Julie Mitchell said the ship was having issues 48 hours before the crash. Quote, those 2 days they were having serious power outages. They had a severe electrical problem. It was a total power failure, loss of engine power, everything. Mitchell claims the refrigerated containers tripped breakers on the ship multiple times and mechanics tried fixing the issue. Mitchell said that power problems are rare on cargo ships like the Dolly and that it should never have left the port until the issue was fixed. An officer on the Dolly says the ship went dead and everything went dark. The vessel went dead. No steering power and no electronics. The smell of burned fuel was everywhere in the engine room and it was pitch black. Now, obviously, if this is true, and that is a that's a major, major problem here, because that means that this ship never should have been set sail. And Singapore's got to answer for that because they own it. It's their ship. Here's Julie Mitchell, co-administrator of the Container Royalty in Baltimore. She was on ITV News saying the ship had experienced serious power outages before setting off. Take a listen.
In a slowed version of the footage, you can see the lights on the ship go off and black smoke emerge before the collision. Authorities have confirmed it did suffer a power failure. A port worker has told us the ship had experienced serious issues before it set off.
It was here for 2 days because it was a two-day working ship. And those 2 days, they were having serious power outages. Like I said, the reefer boxes that we have on there, which is the refrigerated boxes, they were actually tripping the breakers for our mechanics that were keeping the generators running on those while they were trying to fix the ship. And it was just not, they weren't even holding that. They were tripping breakers on that. So, I mean, they had a severe electrical problem.
There is.
Yeah, well, that's a major problem. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that for you. And then as more details come out, we'll bring it to you. We actually have the dispatch from emergency responders capturing the moment that the Key Bridge collapsed. Actually, fascinating audio. Take a listen. Cut one.
And communications on Fort Armistead, be advised the entire bridge, the entire Key Bridge in the harbor. I advise to hold all traffic from coming to the bridge. I advise again, the entire Key Bridge has fallen into the harbor.
I haven't received what you do. Unit is responding on rescue alarm I-695. Be advised, the entire Key Bridge has now collapsed into the water. The entire Key Bridge has now collapsed into the water. Proceed with caution. It's 152.
Amazing. Voters say immigration is the top issue facing the country, and Biden is facing widespread disapproval on immigration. Here's a clip from ABC News. This is an illegal immigrant who's been charged with crime in Alabama. This is an ABC affiliate in Alabama reporting on this. Take a listen.
This morning, an illegal immigrant man is behind bars accused of raping a mentally incapacitated teen. Enterprise police arrested Pablo Mendoza after getting word of a crime happening last month. Sheriff Scott Byrd confirmed to WDHN that Mendoza is in the United States illegally. Authorities say that Mendoza had sex with the teen and the teen could not consent due to her being, quote, physically helpless or mentally incapacitated. Mendoza is charged with the rape in the first degree and is currently being held in the Coffee County jail without bond.
So voters are saying right now immigration is the single biggest issue facing the country. There's a new Harvard-Harris poll in conjunction with the Center for American Political Studies found that immigration is not only the top issue facing the country, but that Biden has the lowest approval rating on his handling of immigration compared to other issues. When asked what the most important issue facing the country, 36% of respondents said immigration is the biggest issue. 33% said inflation and price increases are the top issue facing the United States. Economy and jobs came in third. Crime and drugs came in fourth. Immigration and inflation switched spots when respondents were asked which issues affected them the most on a personal level. So on a personal level, they say it's the economy. But as the biggest issue for the country, they say it's immigration. And on both, they give Biden terrible marks. In fact, the lowest marks, the lowest of the low. Respondents were asked whether or not they approved of Biden's handling of various issues, with the Democrat incumbent president receiving the lowest rating for his handling of immigration for the fourth month in a row. Just 36% said they approve of Biden's handling of immigration. Wow. And a majority of respondents, 55%, said they approved of former President Donald Trump's job as president. Well, just 45% of respondents said they approve of the job that Biden is doing as president overall. Now, I tell you all the time, as the only axiom when it comes to polling, right? Don't believe what people say they're going to vote for. Don't discard that, but never doubt that they tell the pollsters the truth about how they feel about the country, because they do. You know, there's a lot to that. Somebody calls your house. You don't want them to know you're voting for Trump because you don't want to be canceled, whatever. You say Biden, but they start digging and they find out you're not voting for Biden because you're very upset with the way this country's going. See, a slim majority of respondents said they would vote for Trump over Biden if the election were held today, with 51% saying they would vote for Trump and 49% opting for Biden. Do you believe those numbers? Because I don't. I think it's way bigger than that. I think it's way bigger than that. Based on how they feel about the country, based on how they feel about Biden's handling of America, then they're going to turn around and vote for the guy? No. It's the Zeoli axiom. They tell pollsters the truth about their feelings, but then they lie about who they're going to vote for. Trump is a bit, I'm telling you right now, Trump's lead in the seven swing states that matter, six or seven states that matter, is big. It's a big lead. It's not 1 or 2%. It's not a horse race, not at all. You can't convince me that I'm gonna spend time on with a pollster telling them I think the economy stinks, I think immigration stinks, I think this president stinks, I think the country's on the wrong track, but I'm gonna vote for the guy. Stop. Come on. Now, this is why Barack Obama now is jumping in the race. Obama jumps in to help Biden defeat Trump again. Barack Obama, who I believe is still running this country. It was interesting. Tulsi Gabbard was asked that question by Tucker Carlson the other night. You know, do you think Obama's running the country? And she said, nothing would surprise me. I've said it before. I think Obama's pulling the strings. I really do. No doubt about it. And Obama spent several hours last Friday in the family dining room of the White House visiting his former vice president, Joe Biden. Mood was cheerful as the pair exchanged jokes and the meeting served as a small reunion of sorts for the two presidents and their respective staff. But the occasion was hardly just two old friends catching up. Obama has made clear to associates in recent months that he believes Biden's intensifying rematch with Trump will be incredibly close, and that this is an all-hands-on-deck moment. Biden and Obama, along with former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, participated in an organizing call in the White House residence heralding the 14th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. We have the chance to do even more, but that only happens if we send Joe and Kamala back to the White House in November, Obama said. So we've got to keep working. Off camera, Obama told Biden that he thought the president's State of the Union remarks earlier this month had been effective and were breaking through. And Obama and Biden speak regularly. Obama's biggest embrace of Biden's reelection effort comes Thursday after a star-studded Manhattan fundraiser featuring Biden, Obama, and former President Bill Clinton. I think it was like a $100,000 ticket or something like that. Anyway. I still think the guy is behind the entire thing. I really do. I think he's behind the whole White House, the whole kit and caboodle. He's calling the shots. He's calling the shots. And don't doubt me on that. Don't doubt me. All right. Immigration being the issue. And part of the problem is, of course, the fentanyl crisis in America. So if immigration is the top issue, you got to laugh when the president of Mexico goes on CBS News 60 Minutes, the same 60 Minutes that peddled out disinformation as being the biggest problem in America, had the Mexican president on. And this guy, amazing, going on about how we don't have a drug problem in the United States because we have all kinds of different customs and traditions. This guy is there because of the cartels. Cartels back this guy up. He's there to protect the cartels. Cartels run Mexico and he's their puppet. And we have documented that for you, and it's been documented in the media before that, Matt, how much money did he take from you? We talked about this at one point, right?
Yeah, I remember that report from The Guardian, I believe.
Yeah, the guy took a ton of cash.
Millions of dollars in campaign donations.
From the drug cartels?
Yes.
So he's their puppet, basically, the Mexican president.
That's what The Guardian concluded, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was The Guardian.
Well, here's what he said on 60 Minutes. Take a listen, cut 11.
The head of the DEA says cartels are mass producing fentanyl, and the U.S. State Department has said that most of it is coming out of Mexico. Are they wrong?
Sí.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Or rather, they don't have all the information, because fentanyl is also produced in the United States.
The State Department says most of it's coming from Mexico.
Fentanyl is produced in the United States, in Canada, and in Mexico. And the chemical precursors come from Asia. You know why we don't have the drug consumption that you have in the United States? Because we have customs, traditions, and we don't have the problem of the disintegration of the family.
But there is drug consumption in Mexico.
But very little.
So why the violence then in Mexico?
Because drug trafficking exists, but not the consumption.
Yeah, right. Because you're sending it all over to the United States. That's why. That's exactly why. That's what's going on. Okay. Now, I got to get into. There's a lot I got to get into here, but I'm I'm just looking up right now and this and seeing the Trump had a good day in the market with NASDAQ. He had a very good day with Truth Social. Holy cow. So have you followed the Sage Steele controversy at all, by the way? Henry, have you followed this? This is not your...
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, so there's a controversy now, I guess, because they wanted to cancel her. But apparently, I guess Dana White came out and defended her. And she's going to be on with... I guess Bill Maher is going to have her on his podcast and his new Club Random podcast. But she... What Sage Steele got canceled for what exactly? She was able to...
ESPN. She was, an anchor on ESPN.
Yeah. Right.
And she said that ESPN routinely attempted to censor her during the COVID pandemic.
That's right,
she
yes.
She was sort of anti-vax, or not anti-vax, but she was skeptical. And I don't believe she ever was vaccinated, and they threatened to fire her over it. And I think she ultimately ended up resigning, but walked away with a huge payout, hundreds of thousands, if not maybe even $1 million.
Wow, good for her. So she's just announced that she is going to have a new show, and she's going to have a new show, I guess, which is going to be on YouTube or some. I guess YouTube is going to be there. And Bill Maher and Club Random team are bringing her on now for her first thing. She describes herself as a mom of three, a proud Army brat, a believer in Christ, host of the Sage Steele show on YouTube. So she wound up leaving ESPN because she didn't fall into line with the Disney corporate mandate of everything that they want woke CNN. She says, I vividly remember watching a vignette where they went and it was a story about Riley Gaines for Women's History Month. You know, Riley Gaines is out there fighting for women, and it's Women's History Month, right? And Sage Steele tweeted out, she said, I vividly remember watching this vignette, shocked and disappointed that my bosses, executives, and producers at ESPN decided to honor a man instead of the countless well-deserved women they could have chosen. That was the moment I realized I could not stay silent anymore. Riley, I'm so sorry for all you've been through, but please know the difference you're making in the world by standing up for what's right, encouraging people like me and millions of others. So ESPN chose to honor a dude during Women's History Month, and OutKick, it's Clay Travis's outfit, they honored Riley Gaines. Last year for Women's History Month, ESPN honored Leah Thomas, Will Thomas, the Penn swimmer, who's a dude who identifies as a woman, and of course beat Riley Gaines by like a tiny little bit, and they tied, right? They had to share the trophy, but they would only let Leah Thomas take the picture.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I think technically they both tied for third place, but yeah, Leah Thomas was the one that ultimately got to hold the trophy and then stand on the platform for the photos.
And ESPN, for Women's History Month, chose to honor a dude identifying as a woman and not Riley Gaines. And that's part of the reason why Sage Steele said, enough is enough, I'm out, and I'm leaving. So now she's going to be a guest on Bill Maher's podcast because, you know, Bill Maher has called out this crap, this woke nonsense with all this transgender garbage that's happening and the fact that we're doing this to women. I mean, Women's History Month and we can't find a woman to honor. Like, give me a break. Give me a break. But that's Disney. And that's Disney. The parent company of ESPN is Disney. The parent company of Disney is China. So it's ABC Disney China is the official corporate name. I have this story for you. And this is good. A Disney investor is now slamming the shift over to woke Marvel films. Disney investor Nelson Peltz slammed the company for its turn to woke themes with its Marvel superhero films and said moviegoers don't go to the theaters to get a message. In recent comments to the Financial Times, he questioned whether Disney CEO Bob Iger and Marvel Studios chief Kevin Feige forgot why people go to the movies. He alluded to the female-led The Marvels and the Black Panther films. He said, people go to watch a movie or a show to be entertained. Not that I have anything against women, but why do I have to do all that? Why can't I have Marvels that are both? Why do I need an all-black cast in Black Panther? The Hollywood Reporter, which reported on the interview, noted the comments were similar to remarks from Ike Perlmutter, a former Marvel Entertainment chairman and CEO, who said that he was out because, again, he was pushing back on Disney and saying, look, you got to focus on making good stuff here. Your current strategy is woke. Instead of doing that, make good movies. That's what you need to do. Stop pushing movies that are based on messages first and foremost and make entertaining movies. Speaking of the Wall Street Journal, Perlmutter said he had no doubt his firing was based on fundamental differences in business between my thinking and Disney leadership. In a lengthy statement obtained by The Hollywood Reporter, Perlmutter said that he long expected that my working relationship with Disney would end, that it should come as a result of me trying to help Disney improve the business. And it saddens me as a shareholder, the company's largest individual shareholder. So there you go. But to show you that it doesn't help you when you go woke, but it does help you if you are not woke. Trump Social is up 14% today. Its market cap is now $9.44 billion, which means Trump, who owns 60% of the company, now has shares worth $5.66 billion with a B. Boom. All right, listen. Cherry Hill Volvo, going through a renovation right now, but this is a great opportunity for you. All right, so the road's getting renovated. The dealership's getting renovated. So it's a little bit chaotic, but it's not a problem. Trust me, I was there today. Went there today. My man Rick put my license plates on my new XC60, my beautiful XC60 Volvo. And it's easy. The signs are there right off Route 70 to get you to the dealership. No problem. And they're in trailers, but they're very nice trailers. Coffee and water and everything. You'll be treated great. And most importantly, because they're going through this renovation, Judith Krupnik, as part of her 75th birthday, is making sure you get the absolute best specials and incentives and deals you can possibly get. For example, they've extended their special offers on leases. You can lease an XC40 for $459 a month or an XC90 for $629 a month. And interest rates are as low as 4%. Along with Volvo-sponsored incentives, Cherry Hill Volvo offers are incredibly aggressive. Just see the dealership for details. They will work to get you the absolute best price, period. Cherry Hill Volvo is right across the bridge. And even though there's a renovation going on, it is not a problem. Trust me, don't let that dissuade you because you've never had a better time to take advantage of the savings. And I love driving a Volvo. You can lease the XC90. That's the car Bridget drives with that third row for the kids. So great when you're going on vacation this summer. Take them down the Jersey Shore, hopefully to Cape May to see us. You'll love driving in luxury and you'll love the cargo space and the space for the kids. $629 a month. Interest rates as low as 4%. It's never been a better time. And Cherry Hill Volvo stands with us. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. So please go see them today and show them the loyalty they deserve. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All righty. This is what I need to send you two to. I'm gonna pay to send both of you to this. It's gonna be on me. All right. It's gonna be on me. Executive producer Matt DeSantis. Associate producer Henry Machette. I'm going to send both of you. It's called an alpha male boot camp. All right?
I don't like the sounds of this
already. I'm listening.
Now, it's $18,000 for a three-day stay. Since I'm a big radio star, I'm going to cover this for both of you.
Can I just have the cash? I'll start acting more manly.
Yeah.
You two beta men. You two girly men.
I'd rather be a girly man with 18 grand. 18 grand, that's nuts.
You give me 18 grand, I'll start acting real macho.
Yeah, I'll come in with cut-off sleeves. I'll do some push-ups. You'll be wowed.
You get a mullet? You'll rock a mullet? There's a program out there that wants to charge guys thousands of dollars to transform people into alpha males, or as they label it, a modern-day knight in just 3 days. This is from the Daily Caller. And as far as I'm seeing it, people are handing out dumb amounts of cash just to get yelled at. Oh, did you see the new spring break trend now where guys are paying women to slap them in the face?
What?
Yeah, so college guys apparently now, and guys are doing this, I guess, at strip clubs. The new thing is now you get a woman, you pay her to slap you in the face. It's called the B slap, and it's all the rage now. The B slap. What is happening to this country where guys are paying to get slapped across the face by a woman?
Little, I don't know, humiliation fetish? Can I say that?
Yeah, you just did.
I guess so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're in control of the dumb button, so.
Well, you can say that word, right? That's not.
No, you're fine.
Sure, I mean, you know, say whatever you want.
That's a weird trend.
I guess the question is this. How much of a beta male do you have to be to shell out $18,000 for a three-day stay to become an alpha male?
It looks like Navy SEAL training or something, right?
It says
just join the military.
Well, you could, but it's gonna that would be a longer commitment than 3 days.
I guess that's valid, but you also wouldn't have to pay $18,000, and you're guaranteed to be an alpha male at the end of that training.
Well, that's true. The MDK project, located in Chino Hills, California, I'll teach an alpha male training course, please. I'll do. I can do that. I'm as alpha as they get. I'm an apex predator, baby.
You should undercut them. Charge like 17 grand.
I should.
Discount.
It's very simple. You want to be an alpha male? Just man the hell up. It's not that complicated. The MDK project is located in Chino Hills, California, and it's listed as a boot camp for men who are ready, quote, seriously ready and tired of making excuses and want to transform themselves into the husband, father, and the man that you respect and admire. Oh, and this is also only meant for men who are entrepreneurs, executives, and leaders who are ready for a serious breakthrough. There's audio of this. Well, you know what? I want to send this to you, Matt. There's probably cursing in this. I think.
Let me check this.
I think the alpha male, the head alpha, I think might have been dropping the F-bomb.
An alpha male curses for sure.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the photos now. It's a bunch of guys laying on the ground, holding hands, and it appears as though they're being waterboarded by a gardening hose.
And that's going to make them alphas?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Are they pledging a fraternity at this point? What are we doing here?
And there's a bunch of other people just standing around watching.
I mean, let me read you some of the comments. Why would anyone pay for this? This is what the haters who have no idea say, along with the following. Why don't they just join the military? This is poor leadership. What is the benefit of this? Only weak men will pay to get yelled at. This is just for millionaires who would ever do something stupid like this. Well, let me answer this for you. This is the guy who runs this. He says, there are now well over 200 graduates of the project after 4.5 years and 18 classes. We have active duty military graduates, former special forces graduates, active and retired police, firefighter, and paramedic graduates. Graduates from 7 different countries, entrepreneurs, and 9-to-5 workers alike. Yes, there are several millionaires and highly successful men that have come through the project, but there are also office work. This sounds like Fight Club to me. Doesn't it sound like Fight Club a little bit?
I think it sounds like pledging.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I pledged my fraternity, it was definitely not nearly as bad as this. But in messages we received, did you graduate? Were you at a fraternity?
Yeah.
Which one?
Kappa Delta Rho.
Kappa Delta Rho. I was a Phi Delta Theta at the University of Maryland. Good old days. Now they're kicked off campus. They just got kicked off.
Same.
Yeah, yours too?
Yeah.
That's how you know you joined a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. The messages we receive after they graduate from their wives and children thank us for saving their marriage, family, and sometimes saving their lives. It's about finding out what you are really capable of, uncovering your true potential, discovering who the F you really are and what the F you really made of. Find out if you have what it takes or if you still have what it takes. So if you don't know what you're talking about, then either nut up or shut the F up. I guess if you just drop a lot of F-bombs, that makes you an alpha male.
Yeah, we can't play that video, by the way.
Screaming while saying it, too.
Yeah. I don't think you need to, I mean, some of these, I got to make sure my volume's turned down here. Some of these, this is insane. These guys are basically they're just getting signed up to be humiliated and yelled at.
Yeah.
Do you see them crawling on train tracks without shirts on?
They're all being thrown into like cold baths of water, trying to fight to keep backpacks. Well, this doesn't make you an alpha male. These guys all like, you know, I'll tell you who these guys are. These are a bunch of guys who are beta males who wind up getting into the friend zone all the time with girls their entire life. And now they realize that they're willing to cough up $18,000. I'm looking at these guys too. There's a lot of man boobs.
Soy boy.
There's a lot of soy boy man boobs going on here. I'm just saying.
There's another guy they're all shirtless, wearing shorts. There's one guy that looks like he's wearing dress pants. I can't figure out what he's doing. He didn't come prepared at all.
I'll definitely do an alpha male Zioli Army boot camp if you want. No problem. I'll do it. I'm in.
I feel like we should do one. It would make for an excellent remote.
It would.
People could show up and watch people transform from beta males to alpha males.
There are no beta men in the Zioli Army.
That's true. Well, they join the Zioli Army through this training.
And you know, nothing looks better on a woman than a Zioli Army hoodie. Do you know that?
Is that statistically proven?
It's proven.
Especially in that Kelly green.
The Kelly green is sharp.
Instantly makes you beautiful. Even more beautiful. No matter what. As beautiful as you are, it instantly makes you more beautiful. That's the power of the transformation of a Zioli Army sweatshirt. You know why? Because it's an alpha sweatshirt. Not a beta. Alpha.
And you don't have to pay $18,000 for it.
Right, exactly. Now, where is Diddy as we speak? What's the Diddy update?
So what I saw was his private jet attempted to take off with him in it. He was stopped at the airport, and the jet ended up going to the Caribbean or something, but not with him in it. Yeah. So I think he's still in the U.S.,
All right. Now, last night, Jesse Waters exposed how this might be a huge Hollywood pedophile sex trafficking ring a la, you know, Jeffrey Epstein style. The show of force they used, I mean, they came down on Diddy like he was like a Mexican drug cartel leader.
Yeah.
Like it was El Chapo.
They turned his house inside out.
Yeah, they came by land and sea.
Literally.
Yeah.
Poor Ridley Scott.
Why?
It's a wild story.
Yeah, he just so happened to be Diddy's neighbor down in that neighborhood, and they blocked off his house, so he was just standing out there, like waiting to get back into his house, and he couldn't for hours.
Really?
So it was a very funny picture of him just standing in like the driveway.
Ridley Scott, the director?
Yeah.
Amazing. So do we think Diddy's guilty? I mean, is this that apparently there were cameras, there were hidden cameras and all kinds of drug parties and underage people. And he apparently was behind all of this, but with other people, too, in Hollywood, too. But then I keep thinking that this is also he was there to blackmail people, kind of like Epstein was probably in on it. They knew about this for years. And then why do they decide to go after him now? I have a lot of questions about this. You know what I mean?
I think they decided to go after him now because there were so many allegations being made against him. It seems like in the last year there had to have been a half dozen people that were familiar with him, that worked within his little organization or dated him, that accused him of sexual assault and doing some sort of horrible things under the table.
Hmm. Wow. What do we think? What's our Henry? What's your conspiracy instinct tell you? Because you usually got a good read on this stuff.
I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire, right? So I feel like it's probably true.
Yeah,
at least to an extent.
Yeah, and I mean, the entertainment business is full of creeps, isn't it? Not this entertainment, but that entertainment business. Full of creeps,
so
right?
You didn't meet with Diddy to get this job.
I did not meet with Diddy. Isn't that something? Now, if you want to make an investment, This is amazing. In Italy, there's an Italian town. They're listing homes for as low as €1. And it is in central Italy's medieval town of Patricia. And what they want to do in Patricia is you can buy a house, which is a dollar. They're fixer-uppers. And it's a beautiful medieval city. And it's worked in a lot of different towns throughout Italy, but this is what you can do now. You can get $1 for $1, you can get a home. But it needs fixing up. I may do this. I might buy this. I could get Italian citizenship because my grandfather was born in Caivano, Italy. And because of that, I'm able to get Italian citizenship. Do you know that?
Is there like a rule how many generations back it goes? Or
You have to have, I don't know how far back it goes, actually. I'm not sure of that, but grandpa definitely counts.
Okay, because I would have a great grandfather.
You might be able to get it.
I think my sister actually has dual citizenship. Our grandparents are from Italy.
Yeah, so you can get, I may just get it and just go buy a house for €1 and just say I own property in Italy. I'll overvalue it just to impress people. Like I own a house in Italy for $62 million. I got paid $1 for it. You know what I mean?
If you told me you had a house in Italy, I would just assume it was pretty valuable.
Well, like King Philip the Unaccountable has his big villa in Italy, Murphy. You know, and the Italians there all make fun of his rug like I make fun of his rug. So, just saying.
Yeah, if you have a vacation home in Italy, you're doing pretty well.
I'm a Survivor 2012 says, Rich, college boys don't have to pay me to smack them in the face. I'll do it for free in the name of smacking some sense into them. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Captain Obvious says, can we call him P. Diddler?
Yeah, good people. There have been a lot of Photoshops of him as the Riddler, but, you know, the Diddler instead.
Oh, right.
So it's him in like the green suit getting chased by cops.
Interesting.
It's funny.
EJ Stokes points out that all you need to know about regulating TikTok is Nancy Pelosi is 100% for it. And our buddy John Kensel sent me a story the other day that I guess he was. John, were you the original Philly mascot back in the day? I want to know because you sent me the story and I couldn't open it, but you said it was your favorite job. So let me know if that's the case, because that's amazing if that is the case or one of the mascots for a team. Let me know. All right. It's that time of year where we need to think about the lawn, because before you know it, the grass will be overgrown with weeds, taking away from the... I should mention, too, that social media check-in brought to you by our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Go see them today for your beautiful, beautiful Volvo. And I brought up Italy for a reason, because there is a professor from MIT, Dennis Meadows, who's a prominent member of the Club of Rome, who hopes that the necessary depopulation of the planet, which would be an 87.5% reduction in population, is necessary and can occur in a civil way. What is the Club of Rome? I've never heard of this. Is this another WEF? It's got to be like a WEF thing, right?
It basically is. It's an international organization, I think, that tries to solve a variety of problems. They're political issues. And one of them evidently is overpopulation, which is the one that they concentrate most on. It's not a group I was familiar with until I saw this guy go viral yesterday, and I did a little investigation. Evidently, it's a popular global think tank.
Okay, so that's another evil Bond villain global think tank, and they want to reduce the population of the world by 87.5%.
But in a humane way.
In a humane way.
That's what he says, yeah.
In a humane way.
I don't know how that's possible.
Let's take a listen to this MIT professor. This is what brought me to think about Italy. And yes, Murphy's mansion, his estate in Italy is valued at $7.3 million. I wonder if he's overinflating that, though. All right, cut 17.
In one way or another, we are so far, globally, we are so far above the population and the consumption levels, which can be supported by this planet, that I know in one way or another it's going to come back down. So I don't hope to avoid that. I hope that it can occur in a civil way. I mean civil in a special way. Peaceful. Peace doesn't mean that everybody's happy, but it means that conflict isn't solved through violence, through force, but rather in other ways. And so that's what I hope for. That we can, I mean, the planet can support something like a billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. It's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom, and we want to have a high sentence. So we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7, so we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal, you know, so that people share the experience and you don't have a few rich, you know, trying to force everybody else to deal with it. So those are my hopes. I mean, these are pretty pessimistic hopes, you know, but I mean,
this guy's a nut. This guy's an MIT professor. He's a lunatic. All right, I got to take a break.
At least he wants to distribute everything equally.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, equally, obviously. And what did you say now, that idiot Paul Ehrlich wrote the population bomb in the 1960s? Yes, and claimed that people would starve to death in the 1970s due to overpopulation. So it's another one of these overpopulation lunatics. But I love the idea that he's like, we can do this in a civil way. It really just depends on, we just need a strong dictatorship. smart dictatorship. I got an idea who can run this. I got a great idea.
We like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind.
He's a dictator's kid. So he knows how to do it. Just saying.
Pierre Trudeau is not a dictator.
Allegedly. All right, listen, swinging to spring. Speaking of swingers, it's that time of year to think about your lawn. Well, his mom was a swinger with Fidel Castro. I'm just saying. What? It's swinging to spring. I'm sorry. Natural Lawn of America does not want to be associated with this. I apologize.
What a segue.
Terrible. Sorry. Been a long day. Been a long week. But really, Natural Lawn of America's safer lawn care treatments. They've been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. This is not your one-size-fits-all lawn care company. No. Natural Lawn certified specialists tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. They use exclusive organic-based fertilizers and safer weed and insect controls to give you the results you want and the peace of mind you deserve. Locally owned and family operated, and that's incredibly important to me, right here in PA and New Jersey. Natural Lawn is competitively priced and has a satisfaction guarantee. So get started today. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seeding every year. That's right. Call 1-800-FREE-SEED or visit naturallawn.com. Trust the leader in organic-based lawn care, Natural Lawn of America. You're going to get greener grass. You're going to get fewer weeds guaranteed. This is the company that I use and trust. And they just serviced my lawn last week, and the technician wrote detailed description of what he's doing for my lawn and what the treatment plan is, because every lawn is different. That's the Natural Lawn difference. And that free seeding every year is great. So call them today, 1-800-FREE-SEED or naturallawn.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, I went way long there. Sorry about that. But don't worry, the great one Mark Levin is up next, and I'll be back with you tomorrow for a full show. No opening day tomorrow. It's been moved to Friday, so we'll get a chance to hang out together tomorrow, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of chaos that will ensue. Please keep the conversation going on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thank you so much for listening to the show. See you tomorrow.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.